Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. Dear loving God, as we pray concerning the COVID-19 pandemic, may we who are merely inconvenienced remember those whose lives are at stake. May we who have no risk factors remember those most vulnerable. May we who have the luxury of working from home remember those who must choose between preserving their health or making their rent. May we who have the flexibility to care for our children when their schools close remember those who have no options. May we who have to cancel our trips remember those who have no safe place to go. May we who are losing our margin money in the tumult of the economic market remember those who have no margin at all. May we who settle in for a quarantine at home remember those who have no home. As fear grips our country, let us choose love. During this time when we cannot physically wrap our arms around each other, let us yet find ways to be the loving embrace of God to our neighbors. Amen. A prayer by Cameron Belm, Seattle, United States. On today's program, we share a sermon offered by the Reverend Astor Carlisle, minister of the Webster Memorial Charge of United Churches, on April 19, 2020. We hope that you will be edified by the inspiring words.
Jesus said, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." Let us pray. Speak your word to our hearts, dear Lord, that in hearing you, we may understand what it is that you require of us in days like these. Grant that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together will be found acceptable in thy sight, O God, you who are our rock, our refuge, our redeemer. Amen. If anyone understands the challenges of our lives and our land, it is Jesus. This well-known story in St. John chapter 6 shows a very high point in Jesus' ministry. People were following him in great numbers, latching on to his manifesto. But in this story, we see a predicament. Jesus' budget can't meet the demands. The people come in droves. They have needs, but the resources available cannot meet the needs. Isn't that why Philip says 8 months' wages could not be enough to feed this crowd? Jesus, nevertheless, takes what is present, feeds the crowd, and then utters some of the most profound words ever spoken. Let nothing be wasted. I believe these words were not only for the disciples, but they were words for all the persons gathered there that day. It was a statement for the individual, but it was also a statement for the gathered community. Might I dare say it is a message for you and me. As people enduring this COVID crisis, we need to heed these words. Let nothing be wasted. A household bombarded by financial constraints must take these words to heart. Let nothing be wasted. A person strapped by economic realities needs to govern life by these words. Let nothing be wasted. In the words of Jesus, I hear the voice of my mother. Willful waste makes woeful want. So as the disciples scramble to fill the baskets with the leftovers, let us see what Jesus is calling us to through this statement, let nothing be wasted. I want to suggest that first of all, he's calling us to discipline. Listen, friends, to survive the impending economic tight place will require an ordered, methodical, systematic, and disciplined approach to living. It calls for the curbing of our appetites and understanding that our tastes ought to be within the ambits of our resources and not above. Don't hang your basket where you can't reach it. Let nothing be wasted. It is a call for a disciplined use of our resources. So permit me to ask you, what are some methods that you will employ in cutting back on costs? Will you unplug your deep freeze at night? Will you unplug your electronic gadgets when they're not in use? Will you turn off lights when they are not needed? Will you support the Jamaican economy, so fragile it is right now, by buying Jamaican products? Jesus, in his statement, is encouraging us to understand that disciplined actions begin with small, simple steps. Might I also suggest that Jesus, in this simple but profound statement, let nothing be wasted, is calling us to discernment. The statement, let nothing be wasted, is one that asks us to consider our needs versus our wants. It is interesting to note that when St. Mark told of Jesus' feeding of the 5,000 in chapter 6 of his gospel, he placed it immediately following the banquet that Herod kept in his palace. He did this not only to show the lavish lifestyle of the few in Herod's palace versus the poverty of the masses feeding on fish and bread, but also to show that one doesn't need to live like a king in order to truly live. The point is this, my friend. Half of what we think we need, we really don't. The point is that there is much wealth and life and joy in simplicity. And oh, how COVID-19 has brought us again to that place of simplicity. And when Jesus said, let nothing be wasted, he is challenging you and me to determine need versus want and to distinguish between the essential and the extravagant. COVID-19 has created a uniquely wonderful opportunity for us parents and guardians to sit with our children and to work out the household budget with them. To take them to the backyard and show them that you really don't have a money tree outside. To instill within them a sense of thrift, sense of fiduciary responsibility. COVID-19 allows us to sit and not only play board games of the past, but to teach our children maxims of the past. Cut your coat to suit your cloth. But that will help them manage debt. Everybody partner ready the same time. Don't want what others have. Work diligently and creatively and wait your turn. Rain come down, you never set bucket. No matter when dew a fall. In other words, don't wait until it is too late to make use of your opportunities. Be discerning and use the resources at your disposal to further your life and do it now. You see, discipline and discernment are good. They are healthy and wholesome approaches to living in days like these. But but it takes the undergirding element of dependence on God that brings the supernatural into the affairs of men. And this is the essence of the story. Although the little boy brought lunch for himself, and rationally it could not feed all who were present, he knew that if it reached Jesus' hand, something wonderful would be done with it. In an act of sacrifice, this child not receiving anything for himself by committing to a cause that was bigger than himself. I hope you'll agree with me that the tightness in the economy will require that we share resources with each other. Will require an open hand and an open heart. This boy saw himself as a steward of God. And though his gift was minuscule in comparison to the need, he was convinced that as long as it left his hands and entered Jesus' hands, something wonderful would happen. Isn't that what dependence on Jesus is all about? Faith, trust, assurance that he will take care of us. Isn't that what dependence is all about? That he who made the earth and everything in it, he who gives breath and strength and supplies all our needs will be forever faithful. Isn't that the story of our faith? That this Jesus who died and rose again has brought us into an eternal covenant with God whose resources are inexhaustible. That is what dependence is about. God is for us. God is not against us. God will take care of us. My prayer for you today is that as we face these challenging days, we will experience the miraculous presence of El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. My prayer is that as you look at the cupboards of your life, like the little boy, you will avail yourself so that through you, others may live. Let nothing be wasted, my friend. Let nothing be wasted. Let nothing be wasted. Amen.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in.
Please join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. Duke Street United Church on Facebook at 9:30 a.m. St. Paul's Norwood Charge of United Churches on YouTube at 9 a.m. and Ridgemount United Church on YouTube at 9 a.m.
I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching me.
Thanks to the Reverend Astor Carlisle, minister of the Webster Memorial Charge of United Churches, for his inspiring sermon on Let Nothing Be Wasted. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.